I think it might have been Liz. Yeah,
Chris.
It was Chris. Chris. I don't think she wants us to yell her name out across national radio, actually, Mickey, but good on you. And if you'd like to take... Oh, no. It's the hotline. Oh, it's not going to be her again, is it? Hello?
Hello? As a pensioner, I'd like to complain about the fact that nobody of advanced years is ever invited to perform a duet with that wonderful Pete Smith.
Oh, well, sorry about that. Listen, you can do one now if you want.
Okay.
Okay, Pete, are you ready? Take it away, show band.
It's been a hard day's night.
And I've been working like a dog.
It's been a hard day's night.
I should be sleeping like a log.
But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do
make me feel all right.
Oh, that was very good, but I'm afraid, madam, we have no prize for you.
Oh, bummer.
It's Martin Molloy, where it's time to step into the mental gymnasium that is...
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
Now, it's a very special day today, Friday the 17th of November. I don't know if these festivities are going on nationwide, but certainly our Sydney office, Today FM, today celebrating, I understand, it's 15 years of FM radio in Australia.
Good on you.
You've been hearing stuff in stereo now, Australia, for 15 years, and I know a lot of people are going to think we're making this up. Mm. But the very first voice heard live on FM radio in this country was that of our very own producer, one Peter Grace Gracie. Is this true?
Hang on a second. I was waiting for the Pinocchio nose. Is it true?
Is it true, Gracie?
It is absolutely true, yeah. Yeah, it happened midnight. It was actually July when it happened. And
we're celebrating it now, are we?
Well, November. Sydney is celebrating it because they were a bit later.
Daylight saving, something like that. Gotcha.
Yeah, and come midnight, we played like 15 minutes of Eno music to make it all spooky, and then all of a sudden, right on midnight, I had to say the words, it's midnight, good morning, this is EONFM, and this is the beginning of a long, long time.
And that was it. The first words heard in stereo on Australian radio. And then what was the track you went into, Grace?
New Kid in Town. They were hippies. They were hippies.
Oh, those were the days on EONFM in Melbourne, who we've actually worked for in our time. They don't exist anymore, sadly. But listen to this. What we want you to do today on Radio Gladiators is go back in time yourself. We don't have the TARDIS today. We just want to imagine that you're the announcer and it's this great historical moment and you're going to say the first words heard on FM radio. So it's going to require a bit of acting. In fact, this is a chance to do a bit of announcer talk, which is always fun. And Mickey, you're going to give us an example?
Yeah, I've got one here. So this is the first words ever heard.
Yeah.
Come on, okay. Welcome to FM radio, and this is our solemn pledge to you. The songs we play today, we will not be playing in 15 years' time. Oh, hang on. Oh, a bit of a Pinocchio nose there.
Sure, but it could be something like this. Welcome to a brave new era of radio entertainment. And now here's the new single from Gary Newman. Well, it was 1980. That's probably the sort of thing they said.
It was on the edge.
It was.
You're out there.
Now, you're not doing it for nothing, people. We want you to, well, think about this. A Sony Discman brought to you by the people at 4 and 20, the Great Australian Taste. That could be yours if you win, and it's your second to last chance to go into the draw for the Ford Festiva, which we're drawing in about an hour's time. And just to let you know, the kind of work people have been doing to put themselves into the running for the Festiva on this program, producer Gracie has actually been, he's been, apart from just reminiscing about his wonderful days playing LRB all day, he's been out in the lab putting together this medley of the people who are in contention for the Ford Festiva. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I recognise the sound of Larry Fortensky opening the lunchbox.
I'm Marcus Chester. I fingered Pavarotti for the lunchbox.
I'm Matt, and I lifted the lid on Desmond Tutu.
Hi, I'm Adele, and I accused Barbara Streisand of cutting the cheese.
I'm Michael Weisler, and I wrote my sitcom about my family, the Baldy Bunch.
Hi, I'm Aga. I told the story about the flatulent dog.
I'm Craig, and I own an album with the sounds of paddle steamers.
I'm Jason Vanderpool, and I revealed to the nation that I collect fruit stickers.
I'm David Hamilton, and I use the police bomb disposal robot to change my son's nappy.
I'm Emily Cook, and I know a cat who did a horse into a bull.
I'm Sonia Simpson, and I invented the Bob and Blanche Halloween costume.
Hi, I'm John, and I just named a $50 note the AB.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and I work at Big W, and I got into a fight over a custom over two cats.
I'm Shane, and I got called Honey by Pete Smith.
I'm Marie, and I joined Pete Smith in a salute to Bon Jovi.
I'm Matthew, and I invented the catchphrase, don't get hit by a flying cacti.
I'm Lauren, and I sang Flashdance with Pete Smith.
Hi, I'm Michelle, and I suggested a duet with Arthur Tunstall and Kathy Freeman.
I'm Kylie, and I'm born to be wild.
Hi, I'm Stephen, and I told the story about the jack-in-the-box.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I talked back to the man in the Twisties commercial at the movies.
I'm Mark, and I turned the TV guide into a race call.
Paul speaking, and in my alter ego as Super Psychic Sally, I predicted that Pamela Anderson's breasts was going to explode on the MTV Music Awards.
My name's Simon Torek, and I was the creator of Mildred the Claustrophobic Turtle.
Hi, I'm Annie, and I played Lola to Pete Smith's Rico on Copacabana.
I'm Corey, and I've lined up Sally Mallack for next year's Grand Prix.
I'm Sean, and I led Pete Smith a merry dance on Don't Be Cruel.
I'm Liz, and I went surfing USA with Mr. Copperat.
I'm Paul, and I saw a dwarfish, ghostly lady jump out of the fireplace and jump up and down on my bed. Oh, it was so scary.
There you go. Don't tell me this ain't the clever country people. Listen to that invention. Listen to those juicy ideas.
This show is a melting pot, Toad, for good bloody ideas.
It is indeed. If you'd like to join that pantheon of geniuses, call us now with the first line you would have said if you'd been the announcer in 1980 talking on FM radio for the very first time. Call us now, 1-800-657-657. It's the real McCoy with a bit of love and devotion here on Martin Molloy. And, of course, we're part of the big celebrations today. It's 15 years of FM radio in Australia.
Yep.
And our very own producer, Gracie, was the first man to speak on radio back in 1980 on FM radio. And he didn't come up with anything too startling.
No, if you let the team down. Shut up, Gracie. You had your chance. Pipe down.
You had your chance.
You were there 15 years ago.
Part of history,
you
buddy.
You could have covered yourself in glory, but nope.
Something about LRB was the best he could come up with. Let's see if the listeners can do any better. Who's on board, Mickey?
Well, our first caller is Tina. G'day, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Now you realise this is your chance to be a radio jock, so you've got to get into the correct mode.
Okay.
And unleash for us now the very first thing you would have said on FM radio.
Good morning and welcome to radio as we know it. For our first competition, please send by carrier pigeon your answer to this question. What was the title of Slim Whitman's first smash hit recording?
Okay, so it was back in the early days of the communications industry, obviously,
yes,
Tina.
Yeah, the old cup and piece of cotton string, you know.
Sure. That was actually pioneered by our very good friends at Telstra.
Yep, absolutely. Always at the forefront.
Now, Tina, what is the answer to that question? Any ideas?
I have no idea, but I'm sure you'll be able to answer it.
Yeah, maybe in another 15 years, Tina.
I'm afraid not. Now, we have to move on to Mark. Mark, you're the jock. You're opening up proceedings in 1980. What do you say?
Hello, Tim. Hello, Phil. Bitchin' morning, isn't it?
I see.
Let's get a six-pack and get pissed. It's too nice to be inside.
Oh, and tell us about Griffin's biscuits.
Oh.
With a thin bit of mint filling. Come on.
They're fantastic.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Take a chill pull.
Oh. No worries, Phil.
Okay, yes, I can picture Tim and Phil, perhaps, yeah.
That would have been New Zealand radio, Tone.
Yeah, and do they have FM over? Yes.
No, they'll get it in the next couple of years.
Good on them. Now, have we got Nick on board? Nick, what's your idea for the first line ever on stereo FM radio?
Okay, my first line is, okay, so don't go anywhere, you funky guys and funky gals. You're listening to the new 104.1 Today FM, where the FM stands for Fantastic Music.
Pinocchio nose has come into play.
Look out.
Yes, and what exactly? Because we're talking 15 years ago.
15 years ago, come on.
Hey,
we're not talking about now.
It was good music at the time.
You're not like the program director up there at Today FM, are you, Nick?
No.
All right, you're enjoying the music, so good on you.
What sort of music were you listening to in 1980, Nick?
Let's see, I was in fourth class. I think I was just finishing from the Patsy Bisco era.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think 1980, I think Racy myself.
Racy, I think, well, I don't know what I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a phrase I hear quite a lot around here, Mickey Malloy.
I'm drawing a complete blank. Was music around in 1980?
Oh, yeah, that was when music was music. Have we got Lim on board? Lim, are you there?
Limster? Oh,
well,
is that line 15?
It's our traditional moment here on Radio Gladiators.
Hello, Lim.
Where somebody goes...
Hello, Lim.
No. Oh.
There he is.
Hey.
Lim, what's your line for the very first FM broadcast?
It's coming. It's big. And it's brown.
Is that how long we've been running those things? It seems like it, doesn't it? Hey, Lim, what's all that about?
I've got no idea.
What is it?
Maybe some sort of car or something.
No, it's a brown car.
It's a car.
Well,
I don't think so.
We're not sure ourselves, but rest assured, we'll be revealing all on Monday, Lim. But not a bad idea and quite an accurate comment on how things are going on this program.
Absolutely.
Have we got time for one more,
yeah,
Mickey?
Yeah, let's go. Harvey. G'day, Harv. How are you, mate?
G'day, boys. Good, thanks.
That's the way. Oh, you've got a bit of a DJ voice yourself, haven't you? You been there at the back practicing, have you?
Not for me to say. What's that?
All right, look, shut up. Let's get on with it. Now, Harv, it's a fifth. Let's wind the clock back from you. It's the start of FM radio. You're stepping up to the mic. The first word you utter are...
Well, actually, yeah, it's Frank Thring. I heard him with a couple of brain cells that are still existing. I can remember. It went something like this. Fabulous. Marvellous. Exquisite. But enough about me. Welcome to FM radio. It's going to be big, like me. Oh, play some of that FM music, funky dude.
So,
is that it? Are we off the air?
So, Harvey, you're suggesting that the late Frank Thring was the first bloke to speak on...
I heard him.
Well, he's lost weight, because I'm looking at the bloke right now, and he's looking more kind of from the insect family than, say, your Frank Thring.
Is that our winner, Mickey, do you think?
I think it's going to be, just for a blatantly gratuitous Frank Thring birthday. You something every time on this program.
Oh, no, don't say that, Mickey. We'll be swimming in Thrings for a month. Now, listen, Harvey, you're gone into the draw for the Ford Festiva.
Marvellous.
And that's being drawn in about 3/4 of an hour or possibly less on this very program. And you've also got the Sony Discman.
Can't wait.
And I'm sure some of Frankie's monologues must be out on the CD format by now. So that's for yours to enjoy. Thanks for taking part today, and thanks to all our gladiators. Stick around, people. We're not finished with you yet. After the news, we're talking with Judith Lucy. In this hour of Martin Malloy, we pull on the Larry India cheesy grins to give somebody out there that fabulous Ford Festiva your final chance to get into the dip coming up on Duet with Pete. That's later, but next up it's Judith Lucy, and it's all thanks to Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
Action!
Love the nightlife. Alicia Bridges here on Martin Malloy. That would have been one of the first songs played on the old FM stereo, wouldn't it, Gracie? Back in 1980.
Too cool.
Okay, well, we'll get into some more reminiscing later in the show, but right now it's time to welcome somebody we can't get enough of here on Martin Malloy. But today it's a case of perhaps send the kiddies to bed early because she's threatening to turn the talk blue. It's Judith Lucy. Welcome aboard, Jude.
I try and keep away, and you know I just can't.
It's a homing sense.
It is. I'm a metal filing, and you boys are big fat magnets. You know that.
Now, what have you got for us today? Is it ugly?
Oh, look, you know, I probably should keep this to myself, but I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say, don't have erotic dreams very often. I know that's going to take you both by surprise.
No.
But the two times in my life that I've had erotic dreams, the first one was with Don Johnson, and the second one, terribly explicit, the other night, Dudley Moore.
Oh, dear.
You too. Don't you hate that?
We're only human.
Are you seeking counselling, Judith?
Well, Tony, to be honest with you, I'm waiting for a loaf of bread, a jug of wine and Lucky Grills. I'm thinking that's just around the corner. But then I look at it and I'll be honest with you, I think, is that more hilarious than the reality of my sex life?
No, so you don't want to tell us about the Dudley Moore dream? Or should we just perhaps paint our own mental picture?
I think I will leave that
up to
the listeners.
It's not one of those Madonna peanut butter affairs, is it?
Oh, just stop it. But let me just say, the fact that he's a short man has got nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? I think you probably do. Cocktail, which is alcohol, sex, and a total stranger.
Hello. Got the trifecta.
I've done the total stranger thing very often, but I will be honest with you and say that one of the few times I have done it, I did pick up a deaf boy. Now, not that that had anything to do with anything, but I've been sitting around with a bunch of friends, and suddenly in the middle of someone having a conversation, he has pulled this plastic thing out of his ear, and I'm pretty confident it was a hearing aid, not just a bit of Lego he had tucked away there. And there was just a half beat where you could tell that everybody in the room has gone, okay, you're deaf. And then one of my friends has had to go, would you like a cup of tea? And it's been gesturing so madly, I thought, you're about to burst into I'm a little teapot short and stout. And I thought, oh, look, that's not patronising enough. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, sometimes I look back and I think, what's my favourite? I think, was it the Turkish man who picked me up in the gay disco because he thought I was a transvestite? Was it the time when I woke up in the morning and, look, the boy's been gone and I've thought, oh, that's a bit rich. I thought you could have at least said goodbye. And then I've noticed that all the clothes were still on the floor. And as it's transpired, he's gone to the toilet in the middle of the night and has popped into my housemate's bed instead of mine on the way back.
Oh, look, Judy, you working on a book? Is there some kind of, hardback volume which contains all these stories?
I think so. Forget Zsa Zsa.
What's he done? He's gone to the toilet and come back the scenic route. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am. Not too familiar with the layout of the house, and he's just thought, here's a bedroom, I'm going to pop in. Who cares? You know, which was great. I thought that's really relaxed, but it was disappointing for me.
I'm looking forward to reading his side of the story in letters to the editor of Penthouse this month.
And then, of course, there was the other boy who I've woken up. He's been lying there, stiff as a board, terror in his eyes, and I've had to go, my God, what's wrong? What, are you okay? And he's been like, I can't move, I can't speak, I don't know what's wrong. And I've said, well, look, you know, can I call a doctor? Can I get you a cup of tea? And he's gone, I've got to go because I'm having an anxiety attack. Oh, so let me tell you, I'm pretty hot in the old sackaroo.
That's not really the thumbs up, is it, Judith?
Well, you know, I don't like to think it had anything to do with me. I thought, you know, whatever's going on there, I said, Dudley, get yourself together.
There are therapists in this country right now living off your former relationships, Jude.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but this studio we do the program from here is the same studio they do Dr. Feelgood from. So if you'd like to stick around...
Ay caramba.
There might be another venue for these thoughts as well. So
try and get rid of me.
Well, we haven't finished with you. I believe you've got a book.
I have.
And we'll be talking about that next on Martin Malloy. Simply Red with Fairground here on Martin Malloy. And Judith Lucy's with us on the panel today. And whenever she comes in, she's usually got a book in her hand. What do you got today, Jude?
Well, you know, it was a toss-up time because, I've been reading some great stuff. And it was a toss-up between this, John Law's Book of Uncommon Sense, which has such lines in it as, ladies, what's wrong with letting him make the living while you make the living worthwhile? And, you know, I can't wait to meet Mr. Wright. I'm just going to chuck my job in and get around in an apron and high heels and nothing else. So toss up between that, Jeff Thompson's Why I Don't Garden in the Nude, and What a Pity, and the one that I've arrived with today, A Husband's Little Black Book.
All right. Now, the Little Black Book to me has always been fascinating because in the old movies like the 70s, they go, I'll get out the little black book. And I've never known what the little black book was, but this is an actual one, is it?
He makes a point of the fact that, no, there's only one woman in this little black book, and that's your wife. Common sense, wit and wisdom for a better marriage. I'm a little disappointed that neither of you are married, but get your pens and papers out.
We got the pen and paper music, Gracie.
We've got some very important tips. Is that music coming?
Oh, well, okay then, because any opportunity to launch into a bit of the organ on this
okay,
program.
Okay, here we go.
On this
well... You know, the really amazing thing is there's a lot of stuff in here that you'd never think of on your own, such as if she wrecks the car, ask her if she's all right before you ask about the car.
See, I would never have thought.
No, well, you wouldn't. What I mean? You wouldn't mean.
And that wouldn't have gone down well?
No, you haven't. You have got your pen out, and I'm very happy to see that. Write down her telephone messages correctly. Which is interesting because normally, I mean, in the past, I know my father, you know, my mother's sister would ring up and he'd write down Foghorn Leghorn is trying to track you down. Here we go. Be honest, but don't tell her things that might hurt her feelings.
Oh, well.
You know, such as I'm having an affair or you smell. Talk to her calmly. Now, there's an unusual idea because I'm sure in the past, you know, a lot of women said, honey, how was your day? And he just threw her against the wall and started frothing at the mouth. Call her in the middle of the day just to say hello. And, you know, I dream of having a man that's a little like a Lionel Richie song. But I say ring her up just to say hello and then maybe hang up so she thinks she's being stalked by a pervert.
Now, hang on. I've got to stop you, dude, because you're dropping these.
I am
and
dropping
And then after each one, you're just putting one of the pages from the book down. Is this one of these books where, like, a chapter is, well, four words in this case? Who's the bloke who wrote this again?
I don't know, but look, he's what is his name? But golly, sorry, this isn't telly because I'm telling you he's a hornbag. What is his name? Robert J. Ackerman. He's also written Perfect Daughters, Silent Sons.
Oh, that's what he did with the rest of his lunch hour after this one.
Well, on, Jude. Give us some more.
This is one of my favourites. Help her put her clothes back on. Many people will help you take your clothes off, but only a few will help you put them back on.
But that's true, because I don't mind getting the household help to take them off. But I think when it comes to putting them back on, you've got to be there yourself. Do you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, Mick, and I think I speak for most women, that you do need a bit of assistance because it's very tricky.
Absolutely.
The number of times I'm putting on a dress and I think, oh, how does this damn zip thing work again? Don't put your wife on a pedestal. She doesn't want to be that far away. And, you know, frankly, I think if you were reading this book, she'd want to be in Alaska.
Oh, yeah. But you could still get her on the phone for a quick hello in the middle of the day. So that's handy.
And one that I've got to dispute, you can't drink your way to a good marriage. Bloody stuff and nonsense, I say. I think you can drink your way to anything.
Well, I just hope that Noel Crichton Brown's listening and he's in handy reach of a bookshop.
He's written one too. It's his little brown book. But that'll be out later.
Hey, we can't talk brown till Monday, Mickey.
All right, okay.
You know the rules. Something's coming, something big, and we can't say too much about it. Now, Jude, I know this is traditionally where we'd say goodbye, but are you interested in something called Duet with Pete?
You're talking a dream come true.
Because I sort of like a Dudley Moore dream, because we're talking one Peter Smith here.
Well, you know, I didn't want to mention that the third person I had the erotic dream about. We're talking Don, we're talking Dudley, we're talking Pete.
Well,
and I'm talking Pete and I doing a duet singing Hey Big Spender in the Nude.
Well,
I think we could make that come true.
Stick around and we'll try and engineer a love connection right here on Martin Malloy.
Oh, yeah, you're talking my language.
Thanks, Judith. We'll be back with more in a moment. Talking Heads, and she was here on Martin Malloy, and now for the final time this year.
Have you ever dreamed of singing a duet with one of the greatest voices of the century? No, I'm not talking about Roy Orbison, Dame Joan Sutherland, Tom Waits, or Billy Ray Cyrus. It's me, Mr. Copperart, Pete Smith.
I am strong.
I am invincible. Sorry.
I am woman.
Simply by calling Martin Malloy and performing a duet with Pete, you can realise that dream and bag yourself a fabulous prize. Firstly, every performer gets the Die Hard prize pack, featuring Die Hard with a Vengeance on home video. You remember Die Hard with a Vengeance? It's the one where Bruce Willis has to drive a car really fast. Then, if your duet scores more than 5 out of 10 from our judges, you're in the draw for that brand new Ford Festiva, courtesy of the Ford Australian Open. Today, it's my final duet, and it's Bad Bad Leroy Brown. You know, it's been a very special 3 weeks for me, and I'd like to thank Mick and Tony for affording me this opportunity to give voice to what I think many people now regard as the real Pete Smith. Not just a highly respected booth announcer, but a musical force to be reckoned with. Oh, sure, I've had Gudinski on the phone, desperate for me to commit to a 3-album deal. I've had Edgeley calling up all hours of the night and using the phrase fourth tenor. But I'm afraid after today, I'll be retiring from the music caper. Well, at least for a few years, until the legend grows big enough for me to make a fat wad of cash, repackaging everything as something called the Pete Smith Anthology. Okay, lads, I'll be in my dressing room.
Oh, what a show business moment.
Oh, I'm just happy to be part of it. Do you know what I mean? We were going to have stories to tell, Tony.
Yeah, we are, but somewhere in the middle of all that, Pete did let slip that today's number is Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Now, Judith Lucy's still with us on the panel. Judith, do you get into the karaoke at all?
Oh, try and stop me.
Do you have a favourite? Is there one that you always do?
Green, green grass of home.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty good at that.
Mickey, were any favourites for you?
Oh, the Rose, Bette Midler. High five. Especially after a few ales.
Well,
takes on a
Bad
texture.
Bad Leroy Brown is the only one I'll agree to do. And, you know, Harry Immler has got a contract where if I'm at a karaoke night, that's the only one you can get me up on stage for. So it's your chance to have a crack at it with Pete. And, of course, you'll need a pen and paper. And Judith's brought in a track for today's pen and paper music. Here we go. So just hustle on over there, people, to the sideboard. Have a rummage. That's not a pen. No, that's not a pen. That's a copy of a husband's little black book. Put that down. That's what you need.
Get on with it.
Pen and paper, bring it over, and, you know, it would help to actually be slightly familiar with Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Let me just put it that way.
And I want someone who's into the song.
If you'd like to be in the, well, in the draw for the Festiva, this is your final chance to sing with Mr. Copperart. Call now, 1-800-657-657. As Prince, or as we know him, simply formally here on Martin Malloy with a bit of cream. And we apologise, it's taken so long to get the duet happening today. But here's what happened. We had a bloke all ready to go with Bad Bad Leroy Brown. And he's going through the rigorous coaching clinic that we provide during the ad break. Yeah. And he's dropped the phone.
He's dropped the phone. He's bailed. You know what it was? It was too much. I think it dawned on him he was about to mix it in the big league.
And so, thought, nah. If we'd gone ahead, you would have heard, well, South Side of Chicago. And I don't know if that makes for a good duet. Maybe if you're Brian Eno, that's a good sound.
But we've coached up someone else, T. Martin, and he's ready to go. His name's Robert. How are you, Robert?
Well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, you all fired up? You ready to do this?
Yeah, almost.
Well, okay. Now, you've got to do your best possible job. And we're taking this very seriously. So,
okay.
So no piss farting about. All right.
This ain't some chintzy radio talent competition. This is the big league. So we're ready for Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Pete's ready. The show band's ready. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take it away.
Well, south side of Chicago
is the baddest part of town.
And if you go down there, you better just beware
of a man named Leroy Brown.
Now, Leroy wanted trouble.
You see, he stands 6'4".
All the downtown ladies called him treetop lover.
And the men just call him sir.
And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
The baddest man in the whole damn town.
Badder than old King Kong.
Meaner than a junkyard dog.
Now Leroy, he's a gambler.
And he likes his fancy clothes.
And he likes to wear his diamond ring.
Under everybody's nose.
He's got a custom Continental.
And a El Dorado too.
He's got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun.
He got a razor in his shoe.
Well, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
The baddest man in the whole damn town.
Badder than old King Kong.
Meaner than the junkyard dog.
Everybody!
Well, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
The baddest man in the whole damn town.
Badder than old King Kong.
And he is
meaner than the junkyard dog.
I said badder than old King Kong.
And meaner
for
the
junkyard
dog.
Yes, indeed. Oh, you made it in the end there, Robert. Well done. Are you still with us, son?
I'm still here, yes.
Pick yourself off the ground. The hanging judge, Mick Malloy's put pen to paper. Give us the points, Mickey. Well, I was going to say 8, but then I would have got the Pinocchio nose. So I'm going instead with 5. And Wolf, I was going to say 5, but then an extra 1 because of his uncanny attempt to impersonate one Pete Smith.
Oh.
Near disaster averted. You're still in the draw, Robert. And your name's Ben. Well, firstly, you got the Die Hard with a Vengeance prize pack. You realise that, don't you?
Believe it.
Oh, yeah. It's all yours. It's videos, it's hats, it's anything you can imagine with Die Hard written on it. But stick around because you've gone into the draw.
Yeah,
and
you're laughing now.
You went quitted like a Cheshire Cat 3 minutes ago, buddy. Duking it out with one Pete Smith. Oh, no, but there's only one man who can draw the winner, and he's stepping out of the booth now. Please welcome Pete Smith. Pete, thanks for stepping out of the booth today.
Boys, you've done yourself proud with this segment, and as I said before, it's just opened up so many new doors for me.
Are we going to see a series of albums like those Sinatra duets albums?
I'm already negotiating with KTEL, and they closed years ago.
Okay. Good on you. Now, before we do draw the winner, in case you weren't listening earlier, the collection of talented people, of talented individual Australians who have put themselves in the draw for this Ford Fest. It's people from Gladiators, it's people from Duet with Pete, and it's people from the International Lunchbox. Have a listen to what they did to get into the draw for this vehicle.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I recognise the sound of Larry Fortensky opening the lunchbox.
I'm Marcus Chester. I fingered Pavarotti for the lunchbox.
I'm Matt, and I lifted the lid on Desmond Tutu.
Hi, I'm Adele, and I accused Barbara Streisand of cutting the cheese.
I'm Michael Weisler, and I wrote my sitcom about my family, the Baldy Bunch.
Hi, I'm Aga. I told the story about the flatulent dog.
I'm Craig, and I own an album with the sounds of paddle steamers.
I'm Jason Vanderpool, and I revealed to the nation that I collect fruit stickers.
I'm David Hamilton, and I use the police bomb disposal robot to change my son's nappy.
I'm Emily Cook, and I know a cat who did a horse into a pool.
I'm Sonia Simpson, and I invented the Bob and Blanche Halloween costume.
Hi, I'm John, and I just named a $50 note the AB.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and I work at Big W, and I got into a fight over a custom over 2 cats.
I'm Shane, and I got called Honey by Pete Smith.
I'm Marie, and I joined Pete Smith in a salute to Bon Jovi.
I'm Matthew, and I invented the catchphrase, "Don't get hit by a flying cacti."
I'm Lauren, and I sang Flashdance with Pete Smith.
Hi, I'm Michelle, and I suggested a duet with Arthur Tunstall and Kathy Freeman.
I'm Kylie, and I'm born to be wild.
Hi, I'm Stephen, and I told the story about the Jack in the Box.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I talk back to the man in the Twisties commercial at the movies.
I'm Mark, and I turn the TV guide into a race call.
Paul speaking, and in my alter ego as Super Psychic Sally, I predicted that Pamela Anderson's breasts was going to explode on the MTV Music Awards.
My name's Simon Torek, and I was the creator of Mildred the Claustrophobic Turtle.
Hi, I'm Annie, and I played Lola to Pete Smith's Rico on Copacabana.
I'm Corey, and I've lined up Sally Mellack for next year's Grand Prix.
I'm Sean, and I led Pete Smith a merry dance on Don't Be Cruel.
I'm Liz, and I went surfing USA with Mr. Copperat.
I'm Paul, and I saw a dwarfish, ghostly lady jump out of the fireplace and jump up and down on the bed. Oh, it was so scary.
So it's quite a selection. Are you impressed by that lineup there?
Very impressed indeed.
And
great talent.
We've got Robert on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yes, still here.
And what would you add to that? What would you say you did?
What would I say I did?
Yeah, add to that collection.
To add to that collection?
Mm.
All I can remember is someone calling me Pinocchio.
Oh, I was called Pinocchio on Martin Malloy. That'll do.
Okay, the well. The nose has it.
It does. Now, we've wheeled in the Martin Malloy barrel, or as we prefer to call it, simply the Beasley.
I was just looking for a TV.
Oh, well, you'll just have to wait. You're in there. All the names are in there. Pete, can you reach in now?
Reaching. God, what did you use this last time for? Got a nail brush?
There we go.
Something brown.
And the winner of the Ford Festiva is?
The winner is Kylie Parrish of Brompton, South Australia.
Oh, good. And do we remember what she did? Oh, she was the person who sang Born to be Wild with you, Pete.
Beautiful.
Well.
It's indelibly stamped.
She's driving home in the Ford Festiva.
She'll be
tonight,
getting her motor running. she hops into her Ford Festiva and just drives.
And, Pete, we can't thank you enough for all the duets over the past 3 weeks.
You brought a new thing into my life.
And we really have to get out.
Good egg, Pete.
Yeah. And before we go, I just think that there's one lesson we've learned from this segment, guys, over the weeks, and that is if you can't think of anything else to do, people, simply just sing.
Sing. Sing a song.
Sing out loud. Sing out strong.
Sing of good things, not bad.
Sing of happy, not sad.
A song.
Make it simple to last your whole life long.
Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing.
Sing a song.
La 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 la.
La
la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la.
Cranberries winding up another week of Martin Malloy with I Can Be With You, and you might think we might just leave it with sing a song. That's probably time for us to really leave the studio, I think, after
we've got
that.
Another one.
But I'm afraid, no more singing. No more singing for quite some time on this program. But there is one task we have to perform before we sign off every week, and that is, of course, to pack the really crappy jokes we haven't had time for during the week into the Martin Malloy Comedy Insinkerator, and of course, as always, it's brought to you by The Army.
The Edge.
That's right, The Army.
The Edge.
And don't forget to join in at home when you hear us doing that, people, and let's get things started.
All right, lads, put some pants on and do your country proud.
Yes, sir!
By the right, quick!
Okay, and I'll kick things off with a true story from the papers. One person not celebrating the return of Beatlemania this week is Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who blames nihilism and Beatleism for the decline of Western society and says his country forbids the words, "I want to hold your hand," being spoken to anyone but your wife, sister or mother. And I suppose even then, only when they've been found guilty of stealing a loaf of bread. A man was detained this week when x-rays revealed he had swallowed 133 packages containing marijuana. Police moved in and arrested the man at a 7-Eleven as he attempted to purchase 133 packets of Tim Tams. When questioned about how he got the marijuana, the man offered no comment, although later he was heard saying, "That's the last time I accept an invitation for dinner at Dieter Brummer's house." Oh dear. Police say suicide doctor Jack Kevorkian may be charged over his involvement in two more assisted deaths and for allegedly writing the jokes at this year's AFI Awards. But I don't think we're in any position to point the finger.
No, we're in that category.
An American restaurant chain called Hooters, notorious for employing big-breasted women as waitresses, is under pressure from feminist groups to employ men. A spokesman for the restaurant said they don't care who waits the tables as long as they're all well endowed in the breast department. Owners are now keen to interview Laurie Oakes.
And finally, thank goodness, doctors attending Playboy model Anna Nicole Smith are unsure how her drug overdose will affect her once she emerges from her coma, saying it is not known how long Anna Nicole's brain had been without oxygen. Our guess is somewhere in the region of 25 years. And Gracie, fire up the incinerator, and in lieu of that, send it off to the AFI people for processing. And we really must go. Thanks to our guests today, Judith Lucy, and of course the man in the glass booth, one Pete Smith. The duets album out in the shops very soon. A big thank you also to all our gladiators, and as always, a big end of week salute to our history making producer Gracie, our assistant Emma, all the network button pushers, and the woman who does the voices we can't, Kath Garrett.
Idea, Kath.
Now, we'll be back next week, people, with, among others, Tom Jones, Russell Gilbert, Russell Crowe, Steve Bedwell, and the creator of The X-Files, Chris Carter. But until then, remember, if you can't say something intelligent, come talk to us.